Kevin, I haven't picked anything right all year long, so let's continue with that trend. I'm going to go Patriots by four, let's say 28-24, and Brady walks off with the MVP trophy.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
The New England Patriots are the NFL champions.
On Hungry for Sport, the man from Sacramento, Steve Salisbury.
Yes, the man from Sacramento, Steve Salisbury, about to join us. G'day, Steve.
Cav, good to see you, buddy.
Now, I wanted to ask you this question.
What's that?
You've been coming on this program for many, many years. If you want to talk about American sport, 9-4-2-9-11-16, because Steve is the best in the business. Anything you want to know about American sport, but...
You and me
since
together
you've been on
for
this
a decade.
Program, yes, you've yeah. been talking about Tom Brady, you mentioned. Yeah. Every time we talk about quarterbacks, Tom Brady's name comes up.
Right.
Peyton and Eli Manning's name, they bob
Andrew
up.
Luck.
You talk about Andrew Luck all
Joe
the time.
Joe Montana.
Oh, talk about Joe, of course.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers yeah. and Russell Wilson's the other one
oh,
you kept
yeah,
mentioning.
Oh, yeah, I love Russell
not
Wilson.
Not once have you ever mentioned Cam Newton. Cam Newton is training with the Tigers at
I
the
know,
moment.
I
He's from the Carolina Panthers. He's a quarterback, and you've never, ever mentioned his name once on this program. He gets... $30 million a year.
I know. Kevin, if I were a quarterback myself, if I were in the NFL and I were a quarterback and I were decent, I don't even have to be great. You're going to get $10 million a year. That's just how that works, man. So I hear what you're saying.
So why haven't you mentioned
his
name?
Why haven't I mentioned?
What are you trying to tell me? He's no good.
No, I'm not going to say he's no good, but I had reservations about him coming into the league, Kevin, because the position of quarterback, as I've told you 50,000 times, man, is it's about preparation. It's about what's going on between the ears. Cam Newton, when he can't, what happened? The thing, I watched him play in college. Did you see the size of this man?
He's huge. Fantastic.
He's a good-looking man. Cam Newton is one of the best-looking individuals on the planet, right? This guy, and he's physically gifted. But when he came out of college, I believe that Auburn, where he went to school, they just really kind of focused on the fact that he was so big, so strong, so talented that they didn't need to develop him as a quarterback, right? He came into the league much, I guess it's more raw than a lot of other guys did because he had the physical tools that no one else has. So when I saw him coming in, I thought he's got a lot of work ahead of him. Now, to his credit, he's done a pretty good job the last three seasons since he's been in the league of becoming a better quarterback. But I've seen him. He's very impressive. Very impressive.
$30 million a year, Steve.
Yeah, look.
He's got a contract worth $100 million.
I know,
and you've never mentioned his name once.
No, I have. Well, that's probably just...
How slack is that?
That's pretty bad.
That is slack.
You know what, Kevin? You deserve better.
He could be the best quarterback in the whole
competition.
You
and the listeners, Kev, deserve better. And I'm going to do a better job.
He's going to go back with better ball handling skills and kicking skills since he's been training with the Tigers. He's going to go back. He's going to introduce things into being a quarterback they've never, ever seen before.
That's
after
right.
training with the Tigers.
And when a guy comes back after making a reception, he's going to go, "Nice mark, mate." That's what he's going to say.
Nice mark, mate.
That's what they say. I've played the game before, man. So anyway, I want to talk to you today about NBA free agency. We've got winners, Kevin, and we've got losers. Yes. Now, right now there's a guy named David West. And people are going to look at David West. David West is a veteran player. He's been a good player, not a great player. He has turned down an option for $12 million from his team, the Indiana Pacers. So he had a player option that if he exercised, he'd be paid $12 million. But at his age, Kevin, he has decided that with not a lot of time left, he's going to take a different contract with a different team. How much do you think his new contract is worth?
How old is David West?
David West is in his early 30s. I'm going to think he's about 33.
And he's knocked back $12 million.
Knocked back $12 million for how much money?
Well, if he's knocked for 1 year.
I believe it's 1 year, yes.
1 year.
Yeah.
So if he's knocked back $12 million, he must be looking for $20
million. $1.5 million, Kevin.
What?
David West. David West should be celebrated today.
1.5?
Yes, he's knocked back $10.5 million.
Why?
Before taxes, because he wants to win. He figured, like so many of these guys should, you know what? Screw it. I don't need $12 million this year. You know what I need? I need a chance to win because my legacy is going to be the fact that I've got a championship ring. Make fun all you want of Andrew Gaze. He's got a championship ring. He didn't make $12 million a year, but he's got the ring. And I bet you if you asked him, well, he'd probably say he wanted the money. But I think it's great because so often, you know, these guys are seen as just wanting money. Kobe Bryant got $48 million for the last two seasons, and he hasn't earned it. David West has said, you know what? I don't care about the money. I've got enough. I want to win. So he's gone to San Antonio, the Spurs.
Well, he's
got to
be pretty confident that the club he's going to is going to win.
And with good reason. With good reason, Kevin. The Spurs are the best-run organization, maybe not just in basketball.
They didn't win this year.
Maybe not just in American sport, but maybe in world sport. The Spurs are the model franchise, the best organization in America, probably. And the nice thing about it is, well, so what they've done, they're the big winners in free agency. They're the winners because they re-signed their own player, Kawhi Leonard, to a nice contract. He's a good player. The big free agent prize in this year's free agency market was LaMarcus Aldridge, who came from Portland. LaMarcus Aldridge went down, he interviewed with the Lakers, and he said no to the Lakers after two interviews, and he took a gig with San Antonio. The reason he took the gig with San Antonio is because they pitched him on basketball. They told him about basketball and how he's going to fit into the organization and how they're going to win. This is the best organization in sports because they get it. The Lakers, comparatively speaking, the Lakers are the most arrogant team in professional sports. And arrogance, Kevin, is as bad as apathy. They believe that there's something that they're not. The Lakers over the last 50 years have been maybe the most successful team in all professional sports in the U.S. They got Wilt Chamberlain. They had Kareem. They had Shaq. They got Pau Gasol. They always got whoever they wanted. So what they did is when they had LaMarcus Aldridge come in, they pitched him on the fact that he's going to be playing in L.A. They pitched him on the fact that you've got a lot of different opportunities outside of basketball. LaMarcus Aldridge doesn't care. He's a basketball player. He's near 30 years old. He wanted to get the money. He wanted to win, and so he said, I had nothing good to say about the Lakers. So if you're a Laker fan, Kevin, you're bumming because this team right now is not the same team, and they don't even know how to attract free agents.
Well, some of the SMSs are saying, what are the Pacers getting in the trade for West?
There's not a trade.
No trade.
No, it's not a trade. He's exercised his option. He's a free agent.
They get nothing for him.
They could get a compensatory pick. Someone here says, stop saying man. Come on, man. Anyway.
Does everyone in America call everyone man or sir?
Well, it depends. I mean, I grew up, I said man a lot. I said dude a lot.
Yeah.
And I've just kind of gotten back into it. And because someone specifically asked me not to say man, I'm probably going to say it a lot more than I had otherwise planned to say it.
But a lot of people in America address each other as sir, don't they?
I don't. But yeah, I mean, an older gentleman I'll always call sir. I didn't grow up in one of those houses. I'm kind of, I tell you what, like 2 years ago, I'm at a swim meet. And one of the kids comes up to me and says, hey, Mr. Salisbury. And I said to her, she's one of my daughter's classmates. I said, Marie, you don't have to call me Mr. Salisbury. And her dad said, yes, she does. I said, okay, so I used to call parents, like if I come to your place and hang out with your kids, I would have called you Kevin. That's just how I was. I was probably a little bit too informal. But a lot of people do say sir, and I will try to stop saying man if I'm offending people.
We'll take a break. Steve Zoy is brought to you by Eco Garage Doors. And don't forget, if you've been putting off replacing your old garage door for some time, and with the winter months approaching, there is no better time to reap the benefit of an eco-insulated garage door. Of course, they've got the largest range of garage doors on the Australian market. Eco, give them a call for a free quote on 9703 1500. That's 9703 1500. Or go to www.ecogaragedoors.com.au. Welcome back. It's 21 minutes past 10, and of course, coming up is Stump Steve. Now, as you know, Steve is the Spelling Bee champion of the States before he came out to Australia. Then went back to the States. Now he's back in Australia, the man from Sacramento. If you've got a word that you think Steve can't spell, he's had about an 80-20 success rate so far. 9429 1116. Give us a buzz and see if you can stump Steve. And we've got a bunch of great prizes to give away to our caller who can stump Steve.
Fuchsia,
also with
Fuchsia,
Steve's list today.
Fuchsia, Kev, there was the other one too, with a silent C. That got me.
That got you.
Yeah.
That got you. So if you come up with a word with a silent C, obviously you've got a very good chance of stumping Steve. And also we've got your famous Steve's list coming up as well. A lot of people here say, keep saying man. You are the man from Sacramento.
Yeah, I am. I am definitely the man, or a man from Sacramento. I don't know the man from Sacramento, but definitely a man. From Sacramento.
What about what's taking place in Major League Baseball? I saw an article the other day about Alex Rodriguez.
You did?
He's going well. He's back.
You know, it's pretty amazing when you consider the fact that that guy who has been out of baseball for nearly a year and a half. He's been suspended. He had the injury before that. Is actually back hitting the ball as well as he has in a few years. He's only a DH, so he's not playing third base any longer, so the wear and tear on his body is not going to be as much as it was when he was in when he was playing out in the outfield as well, or playing in the field as well. But to come back after not playing for 17 months and to do the type of things that he's doing is pretty impressive. As a matter of fact, he's actually, Kevin, in the conversation, or was in a conversation, as being worthy of the All-Star game. I think the All-Star game is a big wank, but...
Oh, it's forgiven.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. I've got this theory that the reason that they didn't select him, because there are a couple other guys. You got... why am I drawing a blank? Big Poppy up in... David Ortiz up in Boston, and then there's another guy who's a pretty decent DH as well. So I guess... If Ned Yost, the manager of the American League, because he's the manager for the Royals, who lost to the Giants in the World Series, if he chose A-Rod, or chose the other guys above A-Rod, you could say, oh, listen, it's probably based on the fact that these other guys are having better seasons. Fair enough. I tend to think that a lot of it might be that A-Rod's been a bit of a dickhead for most of his career, and he hasn't really, you know, it's one of those things where if you're nice to people, odds are they're gonna want to do nice things for you. And so he hasn't been very nice to anybody. And I think, you know, even though this could be one of his last couple seasons, a lot of times what baseball will do is they'll say, oh, let's give him the nod. But because he's been a jerk, I think people probably said, nah, we don't need to do this for him. But he's still, all that said, to be able to come back and get back into the game and be able to see this, you know, the speed of the pitching and everything, and to do well is pretty impressive.
Do you get paid for the All-Star game?
Oh, I'm sure you do. There's probably some kind of...
Or does it go to charity?
Well, I would think they probably get paid. I mean, because a couple of years ago, I want to say that there was a million... A lot of times what they'll do is they'll have something written into their contract with where if they're actually elected to the All-Star game, they'll get an extra...
More money.
Yeah, more money. So I think a few years ago now, Derek Jeter, who's since retired, decided not to go. And they said, well, hold on a second. He's giving up $1 million. So I guess he had it in his contract to get $1 million if he were elected to that... To the All-Star game.
Now, David in Essendon wants to talk about the NBA Finals. Good day, David.
Hi, Kevin. How are you, Mr. Salisbury?
Very good, David. How are you?
Good, thanks. Look, I was interested in your thoughts. I mean, I've played and coached basketball for 25 years. I know LeBron James is regarded the best player in the world, but throughout that series, and I understand they had several players missing, but Cleveland were getting on some fantastic runs in offense. Their ball movement was really good. And then for the next 3 minutes, LeBron decided to play a isolation for 3 minutes and miss five shots in a row. And the momentum just completely sapped the momentum for two or three games there. I mean, there's one word that LeBron mightn't be able to spell, and that's teamwork. I'm just interested in what your thoughts were.
I'll tell you what, you bring up a good point. I see his entire career, he's been all about teamwork and all about facilitation and all about getting guys the ball. When people bring up the comparison between him and Jordan, he's much more suited. His game is, in my opinion, to Magic Johnson, who was like the best at giving the ball up. I think it was more a sense or more a thing where LeBron didn't think he could count on anybody else. And, you know, because no one else was hitting their shots. But you bring up a good point. You really do, because that did kind of stagnate their offense a lot. I think it was he just felt like everything was on his shoulders, unfortunately.
Kenny joins us in Tarnik. Good day, Ken.
Hi, fellas. Steve.
Hi, Ken.
Keen Atlanta Braves fan. 20 years now since they've won a World Series.
That's right.
Where do you think they're at? And I speak to a lot of people in the States not happy with Freddy Gonzalez. What do you think?
Well, the Braves, I think they're always going to be they're always going to be in it. The Braves have always been a good team, and they've always had a good franchise. I tell you what, I think since they lost since Bobby Cox retired, they're not the same team. A lot of it, I think, goes to injuries. I mean, they lost, trying to think of the guy that they lost. I think the Braves are going to be there at the end. I do. I always think they're going to be competing for a wild card, and they could potentially win that division. But do I see them winning a World Series? Not really, because it's about pitching, as the Giants have shown us three of the last five seasons. And there's been a bit of a shift, actually, Kevin, in baseball. You look at now the teams that are legitimate. You got Kansas City, the Mets, these teams that haven't been very good for a long time. And it's because a lot of it's relief pitching now, because baseball pitchers, you know, starting pitchers don't typically go, like in the old days, they'd go nine innings. Now they're really, a lot of the teams are really interested in pitch count. And so what you have are guys getting yanked after, say, six innings. Guy's gone six and a third, pull him out, he's thrown 90 pitches. So then it becomes really important about who comes out of the bullpen. You can go out and get relief pitchers for not a lot of money. So these smaller market teams who don't have a lot of money can still get good relief pitchers like you're seeing with Kansas City.
What about the Red Sox coming off the Message Bank? Looking good, I reckon, in the second half of the season?
I said early in the piece, I thought the Red Sox would be one of the teams that would compete for the World Series. I still kind of feel that way. It's, you know, what are they now? They're probably a half dozen games out of first place at the midway point. I mean, they've got some good players on that roster, and I think as the season goes on, you're going to see them creep up the standings.
Steve, what about your famous list?
Well, Kevin, because people are taking the piss out of me for saying things like, man, I decided to come up with a list on the fly of five different names that guys call each other there. All
right? What, in the States?
In the States, yeah. So,
top
five you could be
so
called.
So man's got to be there somewhere.
Number five is Sir, Kevin.
Sir?
Yeah, you refer to people. Yes. Number four is Buddy. Hey, Buddy. How you doing, Buddy?
Buddy.
It was years ago, people kept saying, why do you call everybody Buddy? Are they called Buddy? That's just what you say. Number three would be Dude. Dude is one. Dude, I've used Dude probably now, Kevin, for 30 years. I like Dude a lot. He's a good dude. Number two is Man.
Would you say hi, Dude?
Hey, Dude. What's up, Dude?
Really?
Yeah, he's a good dude. What's up, Dude? How you doing, Dude? That type of thing. Dude is like mate.
Okay.
Yeah. But you don't say he's my dude. You just go, you know, he's my buddy. Buddy's, yeah, anyway, mate is really general. Number two would be Man, Kevin. What's up, man? How you doing, man? It's good to see you, man. And probably number one, and this is one that my old man used a lot, my old man being my dad, he used this one all the time, was Pal. What's up, Pal? How you doing, Pal? Pal. So you go, Sir, Buddy, Dude, Man, Pal. You call an American guy any of the five of those, you're in good shape.
So if you want to go to the States, make certain when you go across there that you call people Sir, Buddy, Dude, Man, and Pal.
If they got gray hair, probably best to call them Sir. If they're younger, go with Dude, Buddy, Man, or Pal.
Coming up, see if you can stump Steve.
Stump, yes!
Kamara Goya. I know it! I totally know it! C-A... B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A, Kamara Goya. What?
Kamara Goya is spelled K-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A.
Any more brain busters?
One of the smartest men alive. Is there anyone smarter? It's time to try and stump Steve.
Stump, yes!
Yes, if you can try and stump Steve, the Spelling Bee champion of the States, you're off to Dimmer Turner's restaurant. Always go to dimmers.com.au. Of course, Dimmer Turner's Il Gumbro and Blue Train at Southgate. Beautiful Bataki ham. So, got the SEN Inside Footy magazine. We've got a couple of bottles of the Coco Hydrate Coconut Water, Nature's Sports Drink, and also off to play some golf down at Devil's Bend, of course, on the Mornington Peninsula. And also, you get the footy cards as well. So, there's a bunch of great prizes there if you can stump Steve, the Spelling Bee champion of the States. And Stephen is out on the road. We've got Barrier 7 today. G'day, Stephen.
How you going?
Good, thanks, Stephen. You're very good at spelling yourself.
I'm not too bad.
Okay, now have you got a word to stump Steve?
I've got the longest word in the dictionary. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
You got to say it first before I'm going to spell it, man. Pronounce it.
No, you can't pronounce it, otherwise he'll give you the spelling. So say the word again.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh, Jesus.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Okay. Anti is A-N-T-I.
Hang on. I'll tick them off because this is the longest word in the dictionary.
Oh,
so,
God. So anti-disestablishmentarianism?
So start.
What does that mean?
Don't know.
Okay. Anti is A-N-T-I. Dis is D-I-S. Establishment is E-S-T-A-B-L-I-S-H-M-E-N-T. Anti-disestablishmentarian. A-R-I-A-N-ism. I-S-M.
I know it. I totally know it.
Oh, that is spot on.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. Luckily, it sounds there's no silent seasoner, Kev, so I'm good to go. Steven, where the hell did you come up with that, man?
I studied English at university.
Okay, good man.
It's the longest word you're saying in the dictionary.
Yes.
Okay. That would be, seriously, what is Auntie's four, dishes against, three, seven, establishment is about 11. Arian is, Jesus, that's like 25 letters long.
Okay. Steve, but I tell you what, stay on the line. You picked up a bunch of great prizes. You haven't stumped Steve, and he continues with his great record. And of course, Steve is also starting up Born in the USA podcast as part of
his
contribution with Ed Wyatt to SEN America.
That's right.
The first edition will be uploaded later today.
And I'm flying to LA tomorrow, Kev.
On SEN.com.au.
So I'll be joining you from California the next 2 weeks.
The man from Sacramento will join us from California. We'll catch you next week.
All right, buddy.